This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Bengals kick off their 50th season this Sunday as they face their division rival, the Baltimore Ravens. Joining me now, Andy Furman with Fox Sports Radio. Andy, good afternoon.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Great, thank you.
50 years. Can you believe it?
It's hard to believe. Now, I have to ask you, what's been your favorite game in Bengals history? Because my vote's for the Freezer Bowl.
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, the guys are wearing short sleeves to defy the San Diego Chargers, say, look, we'll show you. It doesn't bother us. I thought that was wonderful.
It got down to like -9 degrees
right.
In that game. And the Bengals offensive line was bare-armed, and even some of the guys weren't wearing gloves that day.
They had Vaseline, though, on their arms, but they had the short sleeves, and the people from San Diego, the Chargers, they couldn't believe it. I mean, I don't think they've ever anticipated anything like that. I think the wind chill was like -60, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think by the old wind chill standards, it went down to like -57. I think by modern standards, it would have been -37. But what's a few -20 degrees between
right.
friends, right?
Right.
But anyhow, Andy, when you look at the team this year, what do you see as being its strong points?
Well, I think the team, and look at the positives right now, they got younger, they got faster in the offseason. Hopefully they got a little healthier because Andy Dalton was sacked like 41 times last year. So the quarterback situation has to be better because he's healthier, number one there. I think the big problem on this ball club right now has to be the offensive line. It was the weakest portion of the team last year, and they lost their two best players, Andrew Whitworth and Kevin Zeitler. They left in free agency, so it's not really an overstatement to say that that is the place where people are going to be watching. And Cedric Oboehi, can he develop into the left tackle that the Bengals thought they were getting when they drafted him back in 2015 at the number 21 pick?
Now, how much do you think that the team's success this year is going to depend on how much consistency Andy Dalton can find at that quarterback position?
Well, consistency is sure. I think that how much he could stand up upright, that's the key. Being sacked 41 times last year with both Whitworth and Zeitler there, and they're not there right now. As a matter of fact, talking about Oboehi, he had the right tackle job last year. He started so bad, the team, if you remember, platooned him with Eric Winston, who was recently cut, before they finally benched him. So I think that's a major cog. He's got to get rid of the ball fast. That's the thing. Get rid of that ball quickly before the defense gets to him.
Yeah, you saw that in a lot of the preseason games where he was getting rid of that ball very quickly, under 2 seconds in a lot of cases. What do you think about the team defensively this year?
Well, the defensive line, 7 Pro Bowls between them, Carlos Dunlap and Geno Atkins. I think defensively they could put pressure there. I think the bad news is they're losing their guy, Vontaze Burfict. He's out for 3 games, so there's a problem right there. And Pac-Man Jones, he's out for the first game. So that's going to create a problem, at least for the opener this Sunday against Baltimore.
Yeah, speaking of that, it seems like they've got kind of a tough start to the season. They play Baltimore Sunday. 4 days later, they play a Thursday night game against the Texans, who always seem to be a thorn in the Bengals' mm-hmm. side. And then they play their third game on the road at Green Bay against the Packers.
Right, not good. That's not good at all. And you talk about the Bengals. Maybe they get a little bit of a break because Joe Flacco is going to return from a back injury. But you never know what's – you know, look, he's not mobile. He never has been mobile. But they're trying to remake their offensive line, Baltimore is. But here's what Flacco is going to do. He is at best throwing the ball deep, and he's got receivers like Breshad Perriman and Mike Wallace, and those guys are going to challenge those young cornerbacks in the Bengals' backfield. So it could be very interesting back there.
You know, A.J. Green was having such a great season last year until he got injured. How motivated do you think he's going to be to have a great bounce back season?
Well, I think both he and Tyler Eifert, who was injured as well, I think it's going to be tremendous to see this guy come back. Look, he's going to have some help on the corners right now on that offensive side of the ball with the receiving core. So I think it's going to be great to see him, Brandon LaFell, Tyler Boyd, Tyler Eifert over there. So he's got some help. Again, it all depends on how quickly Andy Dalton could deliver the ball to them.
Now, who are some of the other players you're keeping an eye on this year?
Well, the running game. I think the running game is tremendous right now. I mean, you got a backfield right now with Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, Joe Mixon. They probably have the most talented trio of backs in the league when you think about it right now. You got Hill, who was down 2 seasons after he had a great rookie year. He had over 1,000 yards in his rookie year. Mixon right now, I mean, I think they'll still use Hill and Bernard in the backfield against Baltimore. But look for Mixon, very powerful, very quick. He's going to get a lot of runs against the Ravens, and maybe we'll see what the rookie can do Sunday against Baltimore.
You think Mixon's arrival means that maybe we're going to see Jeremy Hill less and less, or What's your thought on that?
I will tell you what Mixon's arrival does. It makes others play better. Competition's best. You know, when you have competition, no matter what form of work you do, if you're a salesman, you have a guy breathing down your neck in competition for commissions or whatever it may be, competition makes one better. And that's what it's going to do. The competition for playing time, for snaps, is going to make the Bengals tremendous as far as competition in that backfield. Who's going to get the most snaps? And the one who performs best will get the most snaps.
So how do you think the Bengals did in the draft? I mean, did these new additions they picked up, Mixon and Ross and some of these other players, do you think that they are going to be really, really beneficial to the team?
Well, look, you know, only time will tell. John Ross, he's going to be injured. He's not playing Sunday. You know, they're going to rest him again. I doubt if he'll play on Thursday because the turnaround's very quick. So Ross, the number one pick out of a Washington wide receiver, he won't play. Mixon's going to play. And from all accounts, this guy's the real deal. So Mixon will play, number two pick. And obviously, from what happened to him in college with the situation with the domestic problems, I would say that that Joe Mixon was, in fact, the number one pick, but the Bengals got a deal as he kind of flew to the second round, so they got a deal on that. Carl Lawson, the linebacker out of Auburn, he's going to start, and he was a fourth-round pick. So I think at least the first four picks will see some action with the Bengals. Jake Elliott gave a run for the money on the kicking game. He was a fifth-rounder, and he's still on the practice squad. So I think all in all, they did well. They really did, and I think that you'll see a lot of action on Carl Lawson.
Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned Jake Elliott. Do you think that was a good move by the Bengals? Keep the veteran Bullock and put Jake Elliott on the practice squad. So you got two really good kickers.
Well, they went head-to-head, and certainly Bullock beat him head-to-head, but I think you always go with the guy who's got the experience. He's had the experience, had the NFL experience. I think that if it was a deadlock and it was certainly tied bit to bit, whatever it may be, I think they would have gone with the younger guy because the younger guy would have been cheaper.
So, and looking at the Bengals' schedule this year, they missed the playoffs last year. You think they make a return to the playoffs this year? What do you think they're going to do?
You know, I look at the division right now, and I think it depends upon the health of Joe Flacco. If Flacco comes back, Baltimore could be a problem right there. Cleveland, I don't worry about at all getting into the playoffs. Pittsburgh. So I think the Bengals have a shot to get into the playoffs, at least perhaps as a wild card team. You know, I think the first 3-4 weeks will be everything because October 1st, they play at Cleveland. So I think that's going to be kind of a respite for them. But the first three games, that could be tough, especially without Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones not playing this Sunday. Baltimore is a home game. I look for them to win in a close one. Not a lot of points scored. I would tell you right now, the Bengals win Sunday 20-13. Then they play home at Houston. Houston's going to be motivated, and I think that if the Bengals could come out of Sunday's game without major injuries, they could probably beat up on Houston as well. Then they go to Green Bay. If they can win two out of the first three ball games, they'll be on their way, and I think this team can, in fact, win 9 games this year.
Andy, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Andy Furman with Fox Sports Radio.